2025. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 484001 through 484125, warrants number 8646 through 8650, eight journal entries or transfers, and voided checks number 484033 through 484034.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Do we, on the notice, is duplicate payments?
Those bills have already been
paid. From a prior check, so both of those need to be.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for July 7th, 2025, along with executive session minutes for July 7th, 2025.
Move to approve regular session and executive session minutes for July 7th, 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the bid recommendation for the commercial roofing services, number 202-506-581. With us this morning, we have Commission Assistant Ms. Jordan Marler, along with Mr. Scott Terpening and Mr. Mike Molnick.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
ma'am.
In reference to bid number 202-506-581 for commercial roofing services, we had two bids come in. The first one was Advanced Roofing Technologies out of Carrollton, Missouri. The total bid amount was $186,996, and the warranty was 15 years. And then the last one was DRT Contracting from Jamesport, Missouri, and that came in at $260,106, and then you guys can see the deductions on that, and that was a 10-year warranty.
And Scott, what all roofs would this bid be covering?
Here will be planning and zoning and 911 at this location. Our other one will be at Sherry's.
Animal control.
Yeah, and then the other ones will be over at the airport with Mike's hangers.
Okay. And this bid here is not calculated if we was to do all at once, so if we needed to bust it up and do different pieces, that wouldn't change the amount per square foot on this bid?
Not that they mentioned, no, sir.
Okay. Is there any other questions about the bid we have in front of us?
I don't think so.
What exactly are they putting on a? Do you know what they're doing?
Yeah, they're coating.
It's a Conklin roof coating system, so it's part of it's spray foam on the ridge caps and stuff, rust inhibitor.
Is this going on the hangars, or is this going on the terminal, or where is
that? The hangars. It'll be hangar 1 and 2 at the airport.
Is everything else insulated there?
Insulated.
Are those currently insulated?
They are, yeah.
Do you have it broke down on, and I know Nick just asked that. But
yeah, I don't have it in front of me.
Do you have a rough estimate, though? Not exactly.
I have it in another paperwork, but not in the one that we received this morning. He broke it all down for us when he kind of looked at it.
You can almost put brand new metal on for that. You can probably put all new metal on for less than that.
On the four buildings?
I don't know. That's why I kind of want to see what the breakdown is. A closer...
I have a bid.
Did you guys have an estimate that you were thinking it was going to be before you actually got the numbers back?
Well, he started out, he went building to building, and Charlie had a price for each one that he looked at.
Is that the price breakdown?
Yeah. Advanced was $6,996 for mapping. Planning and zoning was $20,600. Animal control was $29,100. Hangar 1 was $75,900. And hangar 2 was $54,400.
How big are those two buildings, you know?
Hangar 1 is 10,000 square feet. Hangar 2 is 15,000 square feet.
Is this 75,000 plus how much? What were the two numbers?
75 and 54 on the hangars.
You know, do some more research. I mean, we can move forward with the bid recommendation, and then we can research cost per square foot on replacement of metal.
Yeah, let's do some digging. You want to go ahead?
I think if you replace metal, you replace all the insulation, do things like that.
Yeah. But they're given a 15-year or a 10-year versus new metal. I mean, you can get stuff with 50-year. I don't know. I mean, those need a lot of work. There's not a lot of changes that need to happen out there. So I don't know if we want to invest that kind of money in. So, but that's...
Yeah, so I'm fine if we move through this morning with the bid recommendation, and then that'll get at least that under our belts, and then we can go back through and review cost per square foot with material replacement if we was to replace roofs instead of doing the seal coating on them. So with that being said, I would ask at this time whether approval or denial of the bid recommendation at this time.
Move to... Well, do we want to award a bid? Or do we want to wait?
Well, we can award a bid. That doesn't mean we have to move through with a contract. I don't know if there's a time stipulation of how long the bid would be good for if we don't move forward. I know our planning and zoning building is. It's in. Or we can table for a week.
Well, we get some neighbors. Our numbers. Table for a week, and that. I think that'd be fine.
You guys okay with that? Yes, that'll give us a chance, and if you don't mind to call around and just get some replacement costs, I mean, is that okay with you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Then let's do that. Let's table for...
Move to table bid recommendation for bid number 202506-581 to next...
Be July 21st.
July 21st.
Okay. Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all. Next. Next, we have the approval of proposal for the HVAC units. This will be, file number 25-077, M for maintenance. Once again, we have Mr. Scott Topany.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The units we have proposed in front of us are for the municipal building.
One is for the sheriff's office, which would be the jail, and the other one is for a courtroom.
Okay, so there's three total, correct?
No, there's two.
Okay, so it says K and L pods. That's a single unit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Each unit does two.
Gotcha. Thank you. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 8th, 2025, approving the proposal.
Do you guys have any questions on
him? I don't.
Do not.
We would approve the proposal for HVAC units by and between Temperature Control Company and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank
I'll
you, Scott.
I'll have some stuff for you up here soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Next, we have the approval of the Citywide Enterprise Asset Management System Statement of Work Agreement. This is file number 25-074, Roden Bridge. With us this morning, we have Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. We originally took this order of business up on June 30th, 2025, and went back and had some provisions made to the original contract.
Yes.
Since then, our legal has made those revisions, has got those revisions approved,
okay.
And we have that in front of us this morning. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated June 26, 2025, with the revision to the Appendix C of the original agreement.
Do you guys have any questions?
Do not.
Don't. That was the only question we had before, and yeah, it appears that we have that corrected to our likings.
Move to approve the Citywide Enterprise Asset Management System Statement of Work by and between Taney County and PSD Citywide U.S. Incorporated.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jack.
This one may be you too, Jack.
It is. It's for the flap, for the documents that are needed. So next we have the approval of the Thunder Road Flap 073 documents. This will be for the certification of plans, specifications, and estimate.
Is this, who's the LPA? Is
it? I'm the LPA.
Yeah, you are, okay.
Yeah, so if we can get the...
I didn't know if it was you or if it was Jack.
Yeah, no. I continue to be the LPA for the county, so we would just need approval of the documents that we have in front of us, which is the PS&E, and then the letter of certification for utility status. And then given me the authority to sign.
Do you have anything to add to that before we...
There should be a cover sheet of the plans. There should be three documents.
Gotcha. I'm sorry. I didn't see the back one there. I just saw a map. It didn't have any...
Gotcha. Yeah, there's a signature in the right hand, bottom right, under the map.
Gotcha. See it? Yep.
Move to approve the Thunder Road FLAP documents and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign.
Second. Or, I'm sorry.
Yeah, second.
Second. Right. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get those ready for you and we'll get you copies.
Perfect.
Next, we have our treasurer semi-annual report. With us this morning, we have Taney County Treasurer, Ms. Melanie Smith.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
Did you say you were going to do both reports?
Do what?
Wasn't there two? Since this is the semi-annual, you were going to do the
both.
First one?
Yeah. Did you guys get this in your packet, copies of it?
Yes.
Yes.
So this is just... I'm here to present it to have it entered into record. By statute, I have to do that semi-annually. The total of all funds right now is $66,768,056.47. And you can see it's broke down into checking at $12,715,862.54, CDs $51,053,000, agencies $2,909,193.93.